Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is customer.com. Having a great visit with Dr. Eric Cole, and he is the author of Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. He's a renowned cybersecurity expert. Eric, thanks again for being here. I believe we are at a moment in time with blockchain that corresponds to, from a standpoint of the public anyway, that corresponds to about 1994 or 95. What do you think for the internet, where we were in the internet in those days? What would you think?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, because that's really when it just started taking off. 1994, the World Wide Web just was created. People are starting to share information and recognize the power of distributed computing. And that's really what we're talking about with blockchain. It's really distributed computing, where you're working with a bunch of entities around the world to be able to accomplish a task.
Right. But also in terms of opportunity. In other words, I look back on the internet and I think of all the ways I adopted it in the late 90s and the last decade in the 21st century. But I look back, and I was in the marketplace in 93, 94, 95. I was online. I had a Hayes modem in the 1980s, for God's sake. But I didn't see I didn't pick up on what was going on with the internet as early as I should have. And I think people need to realize that there's a model here that we saw before. If you didn't pick up on what the internet could do, and take some advantage of early applications, I think you have that opportunity right now with blockchain. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And not just from an individual, but when you're looking at a disruptor for businesses, really any business, if they want to go in and provide different services and take advantage of new technology, if they're not looking at blockchain, they're missing out on a huge, huge opportunity.
Now, I've been thinking that blockchain will come – it'll come at us in two waves. The first wave is going to be the fun wave, the handy wave, and maybe even a little bit mania. That'll be when people, and they're doing it right now. People are creating blockchain apps right now, and we'll start using those and start adopting, and we'll incorporate them in our business. What do you think?
Absolutely, because with any new technology, functionality always leads the path. So yeah, people are starting to recognize, so wait a second, I can take advantage of other computers. I don't need to have centralized servers. I don't need to control everything myself. But the thing to be super careful is functionality always leads first and security follows. So to me, the companies that start implementing security into their blockchain are the ones that are going to win, because I see a lot of applications out there that are super cool.
They're naked.
But as soon as hackers and others start hitting, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, that is an excellent point. I want you to say what you just said again. This, folks, this is going to be in the test. This is very important. Go ahead. The critical part of security to blockchain.
To make sure that when you're implementing the blockchain, you integrate security in from the beginning. Security is not an add-on, and because of the distributed nature, if you don't address security out of the gate, you're going to have cool functionality that gets destroyed in 6, 9, or 12 months.
Any fragility of blockchain could be its downfall, couldn't it?
Exactly, and that's what I'm so worried about, because you have people that are just so excited. They're building these really sloppy, vulnerable apps.
Yep.
And if they start getting compromised, people are going to start to associate blockchain with lack of security when it's really not the case. It's an implementation issue, not technology issue.
We have to be smarter, not only developers, but most of us aren't going to be developers. We're going to be users. And what's going to be developed for us are user interfaces, right? People are going to create user interfaces on top of blockchain power, and sell those or give those to us to use in different applications in business. And what you're saying is when we buy those applications, those blockchain apps, make sure that there's a security program that was there from the beginning.
Exactly. People do not like when I say this, but security is your responsibility.
That's right.
You need to make sure that if you're going to use a blockchain app, ask the simple questions of how is my data protected and is this really secure?
Right. Exactly. So, and will that be an off-the-shelf security program, or will it be something? Are there protocols that we can recognize when they tell us that the program is secure, or will they say, oh yeah, we added McAfee to this?
A lot of it really comes down to two main things. One, how are you authenticated? How are they verifying and validating that's who you are?
Yep.
And two, where is your data stored and how is that data protected? Mm-hmm. Are they encrypting the data, protecting it, or just keeping it open?
I see. Because that's the real security thing. A blockchain is not worth anything if somebody else can come in and assume your position.
Exactly. If they can go in and do fraudulent transactions or take over or compromise enough of the nodes in the blockchain,
right,
then it defeats the whole purpose.
Right. Exactly. And so, folks, if blockchain is nothing if not the application of trust. What I'm excited about blockchain the most for, Eric, is it has the potential to help us take analog trust and have it flourish in a digital world. And I think that's what I'm the most excited about. When we come back, I want to talk about the second wave. I want to ask Eric about what I'm calling the second wave of blockchain. The book is called Online Danger. That's by Dr. Eric Cole. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.